Welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In today's episode, June 2nd is extremely eventful in Bangtan history as we begin our Festa celebrations each year. This includes starting the festive tradition, as well as the iconic encore moment at Wembley Stadium in the UK. We also discuss the Festa song from 2022, My You by Jungkook. BTS activity last week, Saturday, May 24th to Friday, May 30th. Jin posted behind-the-scenes photos from his appearance on The Tonight Show, as well as complimenting the staff's photos of Wootil, who posted photos from New York on Wootil's account. Jin appeared on NTV in Japan on Since Those Days, as well as episode 15 of Screwballs on Netflix. He had a video call signing event as well. We also got the final episode of Run Jin, which featured Sandul as MC, while Jin completed a series of challenges relating to the 11 months of filming the show. It was a very touching and hilarious finale, though the fun is just beginning as Jin takes Run Jin on tour next month, already planning ways to shake up the concert format. Bangtan TV on YouTube also posted a very funny skit Jin did in early May where he played a marketing employee who rented a duck boat in order to promote Jin's album on the Han River on the holiday weekend. Jin also got his first win on M Countdown for Don't Say You Love Me. He posted photos from the duck boat adventure and thanked ARMY upon receiving the news. J-Hope had his concerts in Taiwan, which were great. He showcased his staff on day one during the equal sign intro, and on day two, he leaned into the crowd and did the intro with many ARMY instead of just one. As usual, he posted video selfies from both soundchecks, photos from the concert the next day, and the team posted a short film from the city on YouTube a couple days later. He also did a Weverse live after the second night, this time in his car. Hobi also appeared briefly on Tomorrow by Together's YouTube channel in the compilation of behind the scenes of filming their Love Language dance challenge with various industry peers, friends, and juniors and senior artists. If you want to look it up, it's called Love Language Dance Challenge Compilation .zip, Tea Time, TXT. And in the biggest J-Hope news, J-Hope is releasing his third single, called Killing It Girl, on June 13th. We've already got some very hot concept photos for it. Before the concept photos came out, though, J-Hope did a Weverse live after the announcement to share in the excitement. Jin and Jimin both commented on the live. Hobi has since left for Osaka and posted a selfie from the plane and photo of some delicious food. Jimin has vacation at the moment. It's very common for enlisted people to take most of their vacation at the end of their service, and he was home cleaning his house while listening to J-Hope's music. RM also appears to be on vacation and is back at the gym, sharing his daily training plan on the whiteboard like he used to before enlistment, and posting a photo of his feet on the stair climber. The anticipation of their imminent return is definitely high. The biggest RM news is that RM won Favorite K-Pop Artist at the American Music Awards. The win comes after weeks of diligent voting from ARMY. Personally, after having his critically acclaimed album ignored by many major award shows, I was so happy that ARMY were able to give him this physical award acknowledgement for all his hard work in pushing against the boundaries of the genre. RM thanked ARMY for the win and shared media posts and posts from his collaborators on the album celebrating it. I have to cut the news off on Friday so that I can record, edit, and process the episode before Sunday night, but this weekend J-Hope has his Osaka concerts. Day one of the Osaka concerts will be broadcast in cinemas around the world as well, so I'll be attending that screening over the weekend too. This day in BTS history, June 2nd. June 2012. This isn't a firm date, but it was around June 2012 that the final lineup for BTS was decided. Jimin was added to the group at this point, in part because Suga and the training team advocated for him very strongly. Another trainee was cut and had to move out, which was sad for everyone, but it led to the group that we know now today. June 2nd, 2013. Back to the usual year I start with. We're less than 2 weeks away from debut now. RM tweets a selfie, and BTS teases V's existence on Twitter as well by posting a picture with most of his face obscured under an Iron Man ball cap with the caption V. Jimin further teases V's full reveal and tweets a selfie, and Suga tweets about the group teaser pics that are about to be released. For those who don't know, while each BTS member introduced themselves in a log long before debut and appeared in the press releases about the upcoming group, Big Hit kept V's presence in the group a secret until June 3rd. Many have speculated why, and I think the one that makes the most sense is that it was an attempt to have something more newsworthy occur leading up to debut by having a surprise seventh member. It would give the media outlets something unique to write about. V being photogenic, even when he was still in his somewhat awkward teenage phase, would be a great attention-grabbing photo to accompany articles as well. And then when they debuted, people would have had some name recognition around the group and perhaps pay more attention. June 2nd, 2014. They've just gotten back from performing their official fan meeting, Volume 1, in Japan. RM tweet recommends In the Lonely Hour by Sam Smith. This might be the day that they film their Cool FM 06.13 first birthday festa, which, as I mentioned last week, kicks off the tradition of having a radio show, table discussion, or dinner near Festa to celebrate their anniversary. The 2014 Festa was the very first Festa. It was the idea of the members, who had a fairly open schedule after returning from Japan, so decided that they'd do something fun for their anniversary that was coming up. Other than Festa, on this day, RM tweeted a photo of his outfit, Jin tweeted a photo of his Super Mario figurine collection, Jimin tweeted a selfie with Suga. Suga complained that Jimin posted a photo that didn't come out well. Jimin argues that it did come out well. Suga then tweets a blurred photo of Jimin threatening to unblur it. Jimin retaliates with the same threat. That night, Jimin, Suga, and Jungkook film a log. They're eating sandwiches as a midnight snack that Jimin made. Suga says that he'll be able to produce lots of music now that he's had a delicious sandwich. After they wrap up the log, V also films a log. He reminisces about debut, how he was amazed just riding in the car with the other members, and how nervous he was, and how he couldn't speak well as a result. June 2nd, 2015. BTS release a Taiwan edition of their album, The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Part 1. They also film Weekly Idol on this day. This is a Korean variety show, which they rarely got to be on in the early years, and once they were on, the shows often wouldn't go particularly well. But it shows that they were starting to have some success, that they were invited to more of them during this time. On YouTube, BTS Lucky Draw Episode 3 was posted, where they play blindfolded hide-and-seek in the practice room. Honestly, I think this small series of BTS playing games in the practice room was the secret precursor to Run BTS, where Big Hit realized just what a treasure of entertainment they had when they just let BTS play games in front of a camera. Really, this day is a little microcosm of reasons why Run BTS was born. A rare invitation to a Korean variety show that just ends up awkward and largely an unpleasant experience for the guys. No offense to anyone who enjoys Weekly Idol, of course. And a self-produced, simple game on their own YouTube channel that is hilarious, where the boys are much more comfortable and able to showcase their personalities fully. I definitely know which one I'd prefer to watch. June 2nd, 2016. BTS are in France for KCON. V, Jin, and RM tweet photos of themselves with hair colors like traffic lights. They do a V-Live before the concert with everyone except Suga, who is in the bathroom, and they talk about Festa and the song I Know, which was that year's Festa gift from RM and Jungkook. V also tweets several selfie videos with funny filters. At KCON, they film the Bangtan Bombs, JK's Chatter, My Baggy Pants, and Ariarang, Ariarang, Ario. That last one is both the rehearsal and performance of their rendition of Ariarang, which is a Korean folk song of high cultural significance to Koreans. It's a gorgeous song, and I absolutely love BTS's version. The K-pop group Ace also has a really great version for Ariarang enthusiasts out there who don't know. Ariarang is a great chance to hear some of the vocalists sing in lower registers than they normally would at this point in their career. They also incorporate traditional Korean dance into their choreography. Have I mentioned how much I love this song? If you haven't seen it, I really recommend looking it up. This is the one and only performance of it, as they did it as a special one-off, with the rest of the performers in attendance at KCON taking over at the end of the song. BTS might have been in France, but Festa is in full swing. And this is the day that the iconic Bapse, or Silver Spoon, dance practice was released. In this version of the dance practice, they play rock, paper, scissors to see who does the dance break, and Suga loses, or wins, depending on your perspective, which means that the dance practice is just a little bit more chaotic than normal. I don't know when this dance practice was filmed, but it was filmed on the same day they filmed the dance practice for Like It Part 2, otherwise known as Anova Shode. June 2nd, 2017. BTS are in Osaka, Japan. They just had the Wings tour stop the day before. On this day, Hobi tweets selfies, RM posts a photo himself in front of the Soul sign, and they appear on Yoshimoto Shinkigeki, Japan Theater Comedy. And they throw out the ceremonial first pitch in the baseball game between Hanshin Tigers and Nipponhan Fighters at Hanshin Koshin Stadium. Or rather, Jungkook throws out the pitch while BTS cheer him on. Also, I am sorry for my Japanese pronunciation. I am Anglo-Canadian, and I have an unhideable accent as a result. June 2nd, 2018. They're midway through promoting Love Yourself Tear. It's after midnight, but they're not in bed yet. Hobi tweets selfies and I love you to ARMY. Jimin tweets selfies and tells ARMY to look forward to their selfie cam encore that they just filmed at the end of Music Bank. After they finally get some rest, it's time to head to MBC Show Music Corps. While performing there, Suga films a video in support of Big Hit's Hit It Audition No. 6, and they also film a Bangtan Bob called JK and Jin's Exercise Time, which is exactly what it sounds like. They have a fan sign after the show as well. Then Jin, RM, and Suga all tweet selfies. June 2nd, 2019. BTS are in London, England. Specifically, they are getting ready to perform for their second sold-out night at the Wembley Stadium. Before the show, Jin tweets a selfie with some VM BTS perfume. BTS also tweet a photo meeting Lauv and Honi backstage. This was Lauv's first meeting with BTS, and it immediately led to a collab later that summer. But the most important thing that happened this day was the special ARMY time portion of the Love Yourself, Speak Yourself concert that night, in which Big Hit conspired with ARMY to have ARMY sing Young Forever to BTS just before their final song of the evening. You can see the clip on YouTube, published by ARMY, and you can also see the behind the scenes of the event in episode 6 of BTS's docuseries Break the Silence. All the boys were moved, of course, but Young Forever is a particularly special song for Jimin, so he also cried a lot. And of course, Jungkook always has his emotions close to the surface, especially when it comes to ARMY, so he was in tears. JK did a V-Live once he was back at the hotel and talked about how much he cried. JK chats with ARMY during the live about all sorts of things. How much he loves flying during Euphoria. How much he liked Lauv's manicure when he met him earlier. How much he admires RM. How he regrets not working harder in school, but at the same time doesn't regret pursuing his dreams and not getting hung up on studying. He also talks about how his parents were very supportive and always just let him be and let him do what he wanted. June 2nd, 2020. BTS are filming in The Soup, specifically episodes 7 and 8. This is the day that Jin wakes up and decides to set off fireworks during the day while everyone else is sleeping. It's a lazy day. Suga works on the theme song some more, and probably his own projects too. For dinner, RM and B cook steak and pasta. Then they set off more fireworks at a more appropriate time of day and play board games all night. This is also the day when Suga and Jin have a little heart-to-heart about Suga's worries and concerns while they wait for the others to come in for board games. June 2nd, 2021. BTS's single Butter debuts at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The day is full of BTS thanking ARMY on various social media platforms. B tweets a funny video from the music video shoot. RM replies to it, and then B deletes it immediately. RM tweets about V's behavior with a video of a cat running away from him. In another instance of BTS using Reverse like their group chat, when Jin posts a selfie and thanks ARMY, J-Hope comments telling him to come outside because they're all waiting for him, and Jin replies and tells him not to bother him. June 2nd, 2022. BTS had just been at the White House in America, so they're all returning from that trip on this day. Lee gets back first, having flown back to Korea on a separate flight, so that he could make it to the premiere of the movie Broker, starring his friend Kang Dong-won. The rest of BTS get back later. JK posts a photo of himself on his personal Instagram, which still exists at this point. Jimin posts on Weverse about feeling still inexperienced to properly represent ARMY and vows to do better. He posts photos and videos from his night at the movies. June 2nd, 2023. Suga has his D-Day tour in Tokyo. It's day 2 of 3. You can see some of the behind the scenes of it in D-Day Japan DVD. This concert was live recorded and streamed to cinemas worldwide, except for where I live, which we only found out about 3 hours before we were going to go to the theater with our tickets in hand. So, as a personal note, I was extremely disappointed and sad on this day in BTS history. Anyway, the rest of the world very much enjoyed it. You can also see some of the behind the scenes on YouTube in episode Suga August D Tour D-Day in Asia. In Korea, RM posts a photo of the pretty vinyl for his album Indigo, and also a photo of himself out with friends. Lee, meanwhile, is in Madrid, Spain. He's filming scenes for his music videos for Slow Dancing and For Us, and the entirety of the music video for the song Blue. You can see the behind the scenes in V Layover MV Making Film on YouTube, and also BTS 7 Moments content. In Festa News, on YouTube, Big Hit continues their pandemic tradition of streaming full-length concerts and calling it Bang Bang Kong. We get the 5th Muster Magic Shop, the 6th Muster Sowoozu, and Map of the Soul 1. June 2nd, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but RM uses his phone time to recommend the Bat Apartment album. And that brings us to this year. J-Hope will be returning to Korea from Japan, and we're just 8 days away from RM and V being discharged. It's going to be a very special festa this year. And I'm sure I'll be talking about it more next week. Song discussion. My You by Jungkook. An appropriate song to discuss at the beginning of this year's Festa celebration. My You was written by Jungkook and Big Hit producer Hisnoise for Festa 2022 and released on June 13th, 2022. Jungkook released a note with the song that read, "Overwhelmed by all these emotions I have when I think of you, sometimes I wondered, what if all these things disappear? What if all these were just a dream?" So I wrote this song based on those thoughts and picked pretty words to fill the lyrics, not to make the atmosphere of the song too gloomy. This is a song that is solely for you, and I hope that this song will eventually make both I, myself, who made this song, and you, who listened to it, more hopeful, shine by ourselves, and gain energy. Thanks always, ARMYs, and let's make even better memories going forward. My ARMY, I love you. And of course, the translation of this note comes to us from Dulsa. As I said last week when discussing My Time, Jungkook prefers to write songs for ARMY, solely for the audience of ARMY. While My You was later released on streaming platforms, it's still a song intended for solely an ARMY audience. Jungkook explained this tendency to write only to ARMY in a live stream on November 3rd, 2023, the same day that his debut album Golden was released. ARMY were wondering why he didn't have any writing credits whatsoever on his project and only hired other producers and writers, even though we know that Jungkook is also a talented writer and producer. Jungkook explained that when he writes lyrics, he can't be figurative, and the way both his mind and vocabulary are, he can really only write simple and direct lyrics. Every time he sits down to write lyrics, really his only thought is, what message do I need to give ARMY? He doesn't think about the general public. And if he has nothing at the moment to say to ARMY, then nothing comes out of his attempt to write a song. Therefore, everything he writes turns into a fan song. Jungkook questions whether he even cares about people who don't know him sympathizing with a song. He supposes that it's nice if they do, but that's not a priority for him. If he's going through something and he's frustrated and so desperate that he's going to die, he's not making that frustration into a pretty song and releasing it for the public. He would release it to ARMY like a friend. So, in the end, Jungkook really only wants to write songs for ARMY, though he admits that might change in the future. So, because in Jungkook's own words, everything he writes turns into a fan song, he was really one of the best members to ask to write the yearly Festa song in 2022. Because My You is a Festa song, and a Chapter 2 Festa song at that, there are no live performances of it, and the music video on YouTube is a cute and simple lyric video. So this week, we're only talking about the development, lyrics, and intent of the track. My U started as a live stream project. JK had the idea that he wanted to write a song not only for ARMY, but with ARMY, so he had His Noise give him a track, and then the idea was that he'd request lyrics from ARMY on a Weverse post and then write a song using them. He did a live stream on August 31st, 2021, working on it, but soon grew frustrated and decided to switch to a more fun karaoke session. 2 days after it was released in 2022, JK came on livestream to clear up the disbandment rumors that were being spread by a confused media, and also clear up the rumors about JK owning too many mattresses and too many diffusers that were being spread by Jin. And he also found the time to talk about Mayu a little bit, too. He explained that the original idea was to use lyrics from ARMY, but he discovered that you could run into a bunch of legal issues with that. And quite right, because if it was the song he was working on the previous summer with ARMY, then I know for a fact that a few of the lyrics that ARMY submitted to him that he liked were actually plagiarized from already published material. In fairness to ARMY, they might not have known his intent when he asked them to send him things they wanted to tell him in the form of lyrics. But there's also the issue of writing credits, which would be impossible to correctly attribute if it were a crowdsourced project. So in the end, Jungkook rewrote the song from scratch. It ended up being called Mayu because of the line, "Hope Mayu sleep tight," which came about simply because he needed an extra syllable in the line. So even though it's not anything you'd regularly say in English, he decided to use poetic license to put the syllable Mai in there so that the line worked. The song is in English and Korean, nearly perfectly split in half. We start in English, and the lines are very happy and hopeful. Summer has arrived after the cold winter. Even in lonely nights, the dark fades out and Jungkook is blooming under the sunlight with memories. The U in the song is, of course, ARMY. They're the reason that Jungkook can laugh, the reason he sings this song. He's thankful for them and will forever try to shine brighter. In the second verse, we switch to Korean, and Jungkook talks more about his worries that one day ARMY might disappear, or that this was all a dream, and how those thoughts plague him some nights. He wonders if it could really last forever and tries to comfort himself. The chorus repeats, this time in Korean, with the same sentiment, though the wording only slightly changed due to translation. Then we finish with the post-chorus in English. On a starry night, hope my you sleep tight, shining purple light. Which repeats until the last line in Korean, which translates to, that I'm next to you, I'm thankful. It's a really sweet song, and I really love the my you phrasing. I'm not sure if I can phrase this correctly in a way that would be easily understood, but it's like there's a specific part of us that belongs to Jungkook, and that's the part that he's addressing, the ARMY part of us. It reminds me of the Wings finale, when V was in the hot air balloon over the audience, yelling at them that they now belong to Bangtan. Mayu is like Jungkook singing a lullaby to the part of us that V claimed on behalf of the group. And now it's time to spin the random song generator to find out what song I will be listening to next week. Well, not listen to. Find out what song I will be discussing next week. I added some songs that were missing, so I've got even more songs to choose from, because I realized I didn't have some of the unreleased songs from Proof on there before. So those are now in the mix. And the winner is Mama by J-Hope. That will be great. It will be the 9th. It will be right before J-Hope's finale concerts. I don't think he's going to sing Mama at the finale concerts because it's not on his tour set list currently. So I'll be talking about a song that he's not currently performing, but that's okay. It will be fun to talk about J-Hope's personal history that he includes in that song. So that's great. If you have any thoughts, let me know. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode, or next week's song, or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.